The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Vacation Mode Political Bombshell. The show will begin right after these parody songs.
Leave your body missing, faded from existence like you never existed. Michael Myers, spitting straight murder. Psychopath killer, it felt good to hurt her. Who was that you ask? I'm talking about my sister. And now I got my eyes fixed on the babysitter. But before I get to her, I gotta focus on the bigger fish. Copycatted bitch, really it is so ridiculous. Formula, take a big man, throw him in a mask and task him with killing massive masses quick.
Mike Myers, like the movie Shrek? Let's peel the layers back first, then I'll steal your depth. Ha. You ain't nothing new, only added to the depth. Had a tag team, me and mom stepping up the snack. Supernatural, take an axe and gut you like a mackerel. Whether it's a knife or the mic, I am masterful. So to say, but I'm a clone? Polyfactual. Bash in your dome, then I make your lips detachable.
Your claim is supernatural, then what am I? I got shot 6 times, burned alive, and I didn't die. You think your silly rhymes and shrine are pretty fly? Nah, I don't need a mind to ghostwrite my storyline. Kill my own family, they said I was insane. Maybe they're right, I always have murder on the brain. First it was Judas, now it's on to you. We're the hunters, time to wear a pair of other shoes. Oh goodness, who is the best? Is it Halloween or the 13th? What a mess, it's a bloodbath. You better run fast, put that silly gun down. It'll only make a man. Look at that, you've got their attention. And now it's too late to run. Should've listened, done disappeared. Leave your body missing, faded from existence like you never existed. Now Michael, this is Pamela Voorhees, or Jason's mom, bringing these little teens out of orgies. Original gore teen, you've heard of the stories. Murderous revenge with only camp inventories at my disposal. So here's a proposal, Crystal Lake local. You don't wanna see us mobile. Nope, I'll let you leave now. And if you think to follow me, you will be the one who has to run next Halloween. Silly woman, why would I be afraid of an old maid? Grab an apron and some OJ. I saw your killing skills, really they were okay. But you couldn't kill me in a battle if we roleplayed. Introduce you to the feel of a cold blade. Put it through your heart, reunited with your soulmate. And Halloween, I'm hunting you the whole day. And I guarantee that you ain't dying from old age.
Talk about my mother? I'll put you in a sleeping bag and beat you to death when I smash. And I'll keep the mask and put it in the back of my pants in between my ass. And every time that I feel the gas, I can kneel and pass. You might have been first on the scene. That doesn't mean that you can hold a candle to me. I'm Jason, hear my footsteps, heart racing. How you gonna fight a man who's beating down Satan?
Yeah, yeah. I said you on fire with gas and a lighter. You scream when I say I'll kill you that way, Sydney.
Yeah.
goddamn hillbilly. Enough of that backwards bullshit. Jason, Michael, bring it back, bitch.
No matter the distance, I want you to know that I can guarantee. I see you on fire with gas and a lighter.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bomb Show. I'm on vacation this week, so doesn't make sense to give the telephone number as I will not be available. But as always, you can visit the website, politicalbombshow.cf. Yes, indeed. So, what is going on with you today? Monday. Everyone doesn't like Monday very much because if you're a hard-working American citizen living in the United States of America, people who work for a living, who don't sit on welfare and get money from us, the working class, will be disappointed because Mondays you're back from a weekend of fun. Yes, indeed. You know, I was passing through East Windsor, and there's a restaurant I shall not give the name because I don't want to give them any bad publicity because the food is amazing. But this one day, I decided to call ahead and put in an order. The lady answers the phone and says, "What is your first name?" I said, "My first name is Rayshon." "No, sir, we do not need your full name, just your first name." I took a deep breath, counted 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because I didn't want to get angry, because as you know, people will spit in your food. So, took a deep breath, exhale, and then I said calmly, "That is my first name. It's Rayshon." She still didn't understand me. "Sean." No, I didn't do that. I wanted to. I was so irritated. I spelled it out. R-A-S-E-A-N. And I am not good letting things go. So once I got there and the food was in my hands, I said, "By the way, are you the one that I spoke to? I told you my first name was Rayshon, and you insisted I was giving you my last name." And she totally ignored me. But I could see the look on her face like, "Well, I never." So I was like, "I need some hot sauce." Because a lot of these places, they don't give me hot sauce. I don't know if maybe their clientele, who the people they serve, don't ask for hot sauce or don't use it, but I take hot sauce on pretty much anything that's fried. Chicken, fish, yes, I need hot sauce. So she went back to go get the hot sauce. You would think that this woman flew to China to get the ingredients to make the hot sauce. That's how long she was taking. I got so irritated. Someone was sitting next to me, and I said it out loud. I said, what is she doing? Is she making the hot sauce from scratch? And she bust out laughing. I said, do you mind telling her that I can't wait, I have to go? So I left without the hot sauce. But I had my own bottle of hot sauce, in which Brother Chris saw in my pocket. I pretended like I was going to throw it in his eyes. He said, what are you doing with hot sauce in your pocket? I said the only answer that I could. I said, I'm black. And he laughed. He is like, that was a black thing to do, wasn't it? That was a funny moment. Funny moment. But anyway, my realtor, she's not working out as planned. She's really not, she's not giving me what I want. She keeps sending me dumps. I think I was venting about this earlier. She keeps sending me stuff I don't want to fix me up her. So I work with a guy that he's been a realtor for a long time. He's an older guy, and he's not young like her, which is could be her young inexperience. She's just trying to sell me a house. So screw her. I didn't sign any contracts anyway. So I am going with someone else who's already the company's already 20 times better than her. He has his own app, and I can communicate with him through the app by looking at the homes and say, I like this one. I could send it to him, and he could set up, showings, which I have many showings while I'm on vacation here. I'm going to have many showings, and I'm hoping to find something. Although I was hoping not to move in the winter. I really don't want to move in the winter. I mean, there's no snow right now. It's not terribly cold. So if I could move in the next, before the end of November, I'd be fine, I think. So, but I'm not even remotely ready to move. I gotta get on the ball. I am not. What I'm gonna have to start doing is getting boxes and packing stuff up that I'm not gonna use and just have them readily, even if they have to be there for 5, 6, 7 months or whatever. Just have it readily, have it ready for me to just get them out of here. Because right now I am not ready. If I had to move out today, I would be screwed with a capital screw. So, anyway, this company is very good. I like it. The fact that he has his own app and I could look at homes and see something that I like and I could send it to him. And he also sends me stuff. So anyway, yeah, I have to dump her. I'm sorry, but she sucks in plain English. She sucks. You are being so sexual. Whatevers. But yeah, I am not gonna be talking any politics because politics will be there when I come back. And you will probably follow up with your other. I'm sure you watch the news and you read, and so you don't need me for politics. You like to listen, to be entertained. So let me entertain. Speaking of entertain, I am very upset with this company called Discount Phones Express. And I broke my own cardinal rule. Whenever I encounter an online website or online store, there's certain things that you're supposed to check for, and I did not check because I was so anxious and wanted to buy a phone. Because like I said, I told you I have Mint Mobile, and it's a pre-owned service on the T-Mobile network, and I wanted to have a second line for work and bill collectors and such. And so I rushed into, because I didn't want to spend money on a phone, a lot of money, because it's just a secondhand phone, a second line, secondhand phone. I didn't want to get like I have the iPhone 10X Max or 10S Max, and I don't need another expensive phone. So I just wanted it for the use of work. So I wanted a secondhand phone. So I went with this company called Discount Phones Express, and looking at the website, it looks very professional. And there's certain things. Does anyone know what you're supposed to look for before you buy anything from a website? Well, there's certain things that you're supposed to look for. One is a telephone number and a physical address where this company is located, and an email. And so I did not do that. I saw a telephone number and I quickly jumped the gun. Did not see, and I'm on the website right now, there's no physical address. And it says it's in the US, it's based in the US, but it is not based in the US. I've did some more research, and there's someone posing as if they're based in the US. It's they're hiding behind like a proxy server, and it's act as if it's based in the US, but it's not based in the US. I should have never fell for this site. Now that I'm looking at it, it looks totally fraudulent. And I gave them my $60, which I'm calling my bank and get that money back and order a phone from Amazon or eBay this time. I'm not messing with this company. I mean, it's a red flag should have came up when I saw they have something here that says it has Google reviews, but it looks like you could tell that they just cut and paste something on there. And then the online chat is never ever available. It's always offline every time. No, it says standard Eastern time 9 to 5 p.m. they're never there. When I call the number, they're never there. When I email them, they never reply. I message them, they never reply. So I called them and left a voice message because they never picked the phone up. So I finally said, screw this. So I made a complaint to the FCC, and I'm going to also do Better Business Bureau. I'm going to put these people out of business because they're fraudulent. I don't like fraudulent people. Fraudulent people are liars, and liars, as you know, I despise and hate liars. I do. So I'm going after them. It's only $60, yeah, but it's my money, and you try to con me. I'm not gonna allow you to con me. I'm just not gonna allow you to do it. Okay, so it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen, not to me. I will not let you con me anymore. No, sir. So let this be a lesson to anyone. If you're going to shop online and it's not a big company like Amazon or eBay, but even if it's Amazon or eBay, it doesn't matter how big the company, make sure that they have a physical address, a verifiable physical address. So don't just go by when you see a physical address, you Google map it. Make sure that it is where it's supposed to be. You know, if it's not in the state that you live in, or if it's in the state that you live in, if it's close by, even drive by there to make sure it's a physical address. But don't buy anything from these online fraudulent companies. I don't like that. They're pissing me off. So I'm not going to do that again. I am not going to do that. You're not going to trick me ever again. That's it. I've had it. Okay, so I definitely sent a complaint to the FCC. And they are really good about jumping on these things. So now I need to send one to the Better Business Bureau. I even have my complaints reference number. And they'll review my complaint, and that's great, because I don't like that. I have my Mint Mobile card waiting here, and I can't activate it without having a phone to put the SIM card into, which I should have gotten by now. But apparently the company is definitely fraudulent, and so I got nothing. I got nothing at all. So, I don't know where they got these telephone numbers from. What? Let me see if I could call so you could hear what I'm dealing with here. See if I could find this number and give them a call so you could hear what happens. Okay, here it is. It's the number claims to be in Marathon, Florida. Okay, let's put this on speaker so you could hear this. Of course, no one ever picks up, but it's a fraudulent line.
You've reached 305-615-5477. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, this is Political Bomb Show. We're investigating the fraudulent activity of your company not sending material to the patrons. Please call 323-835-1123 and we will not arrest you. Okay. Oh boy, let's see if they call me back now. They'll probably think this is some joker. So anyway, yeah, they are the worst. They're the worst. So we'll see what the FCC have to say to me. I shall keep you updated on the findings of the FCC. Let's look at some email. I'm not gonna go to my news feed because I don't think that you want to hear that right now. Because anything that's on my news feeder, I'm not doing right now because these are pre-recorded shows and you're not gonna get up-to-date content. So why go to my news feed? Right, okay. So, let's see. This is my email. WND says, inside the Obama holder DOJ hit squad. All right, turn this down. What the hell? This guy is annoying right now. What the hell, I turned this down. Okay, so, exposed. Inside the Obama holder DOJ squad. Let me just read a little bit of this. It says, as more information comes out, peeling back the onion of the Department of Justice, Republican leaders are becoming increasingly alarmed at the abuse of power there. Here's what we know. Former Attorney General under Barack Insane Obama, Eric Holder, identified and plays sympathetic ideologies in key departments of the DOJ and the FBI. They were also placed in the IRS, the FEC, and the IRS. I said that before. Why did they put the IRS twice? Oh well. This all combined to form a red team that would target, isolate, and destroy opponents of Obama or his legacy. Do we want to read more? Okay. Let's see what else it has here. This is very alarming stuff. So, where am I? Okay, let's scroll down. They mapped out weak targets. Then the IRS, SEC, or FEC would research them deeply, looking for any mistakes or missteps. Once information was gathered that would spark interest, it was leaked to friendlies in the press, politicians, or sympathetic nonprofits such as the Sunlight Foundation. By doing so, they covered their tracks to avoid the charge of targeting. Multiple sources in Congress have told me the DOJ would then hijack these administrative agencies' actions, bringing these investigations in-house and handling them as felony investigations. The targeted list, enemies list, was developed and fleshed out by the Red Team or Hit Squad. Once the DOJ took a case, it moved without interference, using broad powers to issue subpoenas and charges in federal criminal indictments. This is so sick. This is so bad. And you people on the left, you think that this is great stuff? If this was Trump, you'd be hearing. Anyway, so Republicans are treated differently than Democrats. Duncan Hunter, Republican California, an early Trump supporter, received a publicized complaint about potential FEC problem. When the same thing happened to Obama, he received FEC warning letters and a notice to correct the problem. He was instructed to pay a $375,000 fine, and the matter was over. Wow. Notably, the money in question was a larger amount than Hunter was accused of. But Hunter didn't receive warning letters and the opportunity to pay a fine. Instead, the complaint went to the DOJ and Obama sympathizers, Red Team, the Hit Squad. The bomb was dropped in a press release right before the year's midterm elections, designed to sink Hunter's campaign and defeat him. Another early Trump supporter targeted by the DOJ right before the midterm election was Representative Chris Collins of New York, Republican. Normally, letters and other contact from the SEC are initiated regarding violations and a deal is worked out, fine paid, etc., just as happened to Tulsa Elon Musk. Instead, the DOJ initiated an investigation to further illustrate the point, take a hypocritical case. Hypothetical case, hypocritical. It should be hypocritical. If a man walked home from a bar late night, stops and receives himself a park or alley, relieves himself, if a man stops and relieves himself in a parkway or alley, the local police have options. They can warn him and tell him to go home or issue him a ticket for public urination. If the DOJ steps in, they could charge him with indecent exposure near a church or school, charge him with sexual deviance, or list him as a sexual offender and charge him with 10 to 15 years in federal prison. In another example, so you get the drift, it's not good. Not good at all. Not good. Not good. Let's see. What other emails do I have here? Anything that, let's see. A Democrat's big scam, Trump's triggering violent leftist lash out. Let's see. This is from Conservative Zone. Let's see, which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about major Democratic senator exposed, lying to supporters? Trump triggers every liberal in the country at once. These both sound good. Let's start with major Democratic senator exposed. Let's start with that one. So, how North Dakota Senator Heidi Hitkamp tried to scam voters. Democrat Senator Heidi Hitkamp was recently exposed by Project Veritas, love them, for trying to pull a bait and switch on North Dakota voters. The recent uncover video released by Project Veritas shows that the Democrat is nothing but a con artist who is trying to make North Dakota voters believe she's on board for moderate and conservative leading issues such as immigration, securing the country's southern border, tax cuts, U.S. Supreme Court justices, and the economy. In reality, Senator Heitkamp plans to shift to the extreme left and get in lockstep with Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi should liberals win a majority in Congress. The viral trending uncover video features Senator Heitkamp's closest campaign allies as they speak candidly about the Democrats' intentions. It's an election year for her. She's being careful about pissing off the wrong people. And it's funny. She said basically, like, after the election, if and when she gets elected, she's going to be super liberal. Senator Heitkamp digital director Jesse Overton states on the video. Yeah, because she doesn't want to run again. She doesn't want to be in the Senate for life. Yeah, she jokes about it. Several workers at the Democrats' Fargo campaign headquarters confessed that they routinely staged the facility to give news media indication that the candidate was in tune with North Dakota voters in the effort to show Senator Heitkamp was not associated with the failed economic policy of the previous administration. So, point is, she's a lying sack of potatoes. That's putting it nicely. All right, let's get to the Trump triggers every liberal in the country all at once. Let's see what that is all about. Trump wants to defend gender scientifically. Liberals freak out. A recent report in New York Times has revealed that Department of Health and Human Services is set to define gender on a biological science grounded objective. Nice. Naturally, the common sense move has encouraged liberals who are telling the nation that the president wants to end all legal recognition of transgender community in the U.S. Far left activists are organizing rallies in support of gender non-conformity. Mainstream news outlets are publishing story after story telling the general public what should be done to support transgender individuals, while liberal celebrities are making it clear that they believe that failure to support transgenderism is intolerant and hateful. I don't think it is. The memo states that the federal government will define gender based on biological, and that a person's sex, as listed on his or her original birth certificate, would constitute defined proof of the individual's sex. I like it. Unless the individual can show reliable genetic evidence that the original birth certificate listings is erroneous. I like it. Furthermore, the HHS would only accept male and female as a reference to a person's sex, yes, rather than allowing options such as agender, bigender, and all these other crap that they made up. Good for you. Good for you. That's great. I like it. Good. Like it a lot. This is more fun than reading my news stories. I get really nice emails. I should read all my emails more often. Okay, let's see what the American Liberty Report. They're sending me more proof Dems don't care about rape victims. Okay, that sounds like something that I have already known, but let's see what they have in this week's review. Imagine if we treated Democrats perverts like Brett Kavanaugh. This is what will happen in the migrant caravan is allowed to cross over to our country. Hillary Clinton responds to being called the real president. Democrat senator who was outspoken critic of Brett Kavanaugh accused of assault. Let's go to that one. Okay. Now I find the story. If you remember last week when I was on live, I said that Cory Booker was accused of sexual assault. So I finally find it in my American Liberty report here. It says, believe all victims. How long will the media ignore Cory Booker's male sexual assault accuser? Trigger warning. The article contains a detailed description of allegations of hot, steamy, non-consent sexual man-on-man attempted rape by U.S. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, who happens to be a Democrat. As an unidentified gay man who goes by the Twitter handle at the Deep Throat, has announced that he was sexually assaulted in a man's bathroom by Senator Cory Booker, Democrat of New Jersey, in 2014. If this seems like breaking news to you, then you're probably curious why the mainstream media is maintaining laser-like focus on other stories that are not about Senator Cory Booker. Okay, before I continue, I need to share this story. I am going to definitely share this story because it needs to be someone needs to talk about this. Send myself an email and then I'm gonna share this on my other feeds. Yeah, this is not good. No good at all. So I continue. Mr. Booker, of course, was one of the most sanctimonious of the Senate Democrats doing the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court character assassination debacle. We are curious to know whether Mr. Booker still feels that all victims' accusations are still to be considered serious and credible, or if that rule only applied when the accused rapist is a Republican who likes beer. You know what? I'm going to forward this story to Cory Booker's Twitter and ask him, does he have any comments on this? So give me a second here. I must do this. Twitter.com. I don't care. Okay, Cory Booker. Let's sort search for you, Cory Booker. Booker. Okay, which one is? Well, many ones came up. Cory Booker. Let's go with this one. Let's see if this one is him. No, I don't think this is him. I'm pretty sure this is not him. Let's try Senator Cory Booker. Let's see. Governor Cory Booker. Why did it come up after he's still listed on here as Governor Cory Booker. Nope, this isn't what I want. So, let's see. Let me just search here. Senator Cory Booker Twitter. A quick feed. Okay, I think I found him. I think it's just Senator Booker. Is it? Let's see what this is. Okay, he don't even have that much followers. I have more followers on my Ray Dog account. Tweets and replies. I want to tweet him. Tweet to Senator Booker, yep. any comments to the gay man accusing you of sexual assault? Alright. Yeah, just send it to him. Obviously, he's not going to respond to me, but I sent it anyway. Let's continue with the story, shall we? Okay, so the media, of course, won't touch this story with a 10,000-foot pole. They're too busy covering something else. Okay, so this, it's a long article. Let's, the same day that the young gay male credibly announced that he had been sexually assaulted in the bathroom workplace by Cory Booker in 2014, the Washington Post led a story about shouting match between John Kelly and John Bolton outside the Oval Office. No one knows what they were yelling about. All right, we don't want to hear that. Let's get to the man story. Yep, okay. Well, we don't want to get into it. But that's another super important story that somehow seems less important. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, there you have it. He screamed the loudest, and he is part of the problem. He is part of the problem, too. All right. What else? All right. Give you a few more minutes here. A few more minutes. School jams Islam down kids' throats. This angers me. I don't like stuff like this. Let's read. Let's see. Parents won't give up in fight against schools Islam promotion. I don't blame them. This is not freaking Islam. Get the hell out of here with that crap. It's a freaking America. Okay, so parents of, of course, it's California. Parents of San Diego public school students have returned to a federal court in their case against the district's promotion of Islam, asking the judge to reconsider her denial of their request to halt an anti-Islamophobia initiative. The parents, who are organized as the Citizens for Quality Education in San Diego, charged the San Diego Unified School District Program in partnership with the Council of American Islamic Relations favors Muslim students in violation of Constitution. I don't like this stuff at all. This is so annoying. We are Americans. Oh my goodness, why are we even having this discussion? Why in the heck are we having this discussion? It's pissing me off. I don't even want to talk about it. This isn't something that we should be talking about. It really isn't. So I don't know why this is being allowed to happen. But anyway, ahead of the hearing scheduled for November 26th, the freedom of defense fund on behalf of the parents have filed a brief in support of a motion asking the judge Cynthia Besant to reconsider her denial of preliminary order to stop the program while the case proceeds. The brief contends the judge overlooked material facts demonstrating the district is advancing the sectarian agenda of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, which didn't work. So, yeah, this judge, she needs to get her panty untwisted and do her damn job. With that, I'll end.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there.
Flash again, like Nancy Glenn and all their friends. We're gonna bring the murder, I'll show you how. Don't fall asleep or I'll kill you now. Ha ha, bitch.
Shut up, shut up. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney.
Am I serial? Am I the only one? Will I fight you up? I got every knife I wish to come and cut you like a fish.
Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.